When I lose my temper, it makes things worse. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. When I lose my temper, it makes things worse. How often have we lost our temper? Perhaps not violently and outwardly, but we lost our temper when someone did something silly or stupid, and we said, "Just a minute, that's too much. We can't have that." And you get real uptight about it. You see, when I lose my temper, it makes things worse. When I am master of my temper, when I am master of my attitude, my consciousness, then I cannot lose my temper because I do not have a temper. I am untouched by the things that go on around me. I might respond to them and say, "I would like that," or "let's try something different," or "let's go in this direction." But if you say, "don't," "can't," "won't," these are fighting words, and these are words that make most people angry, make most people lose their temper. And when people lose their temper, including ourselves, when I lose my temper, I lose all control over the circumstances that I'm dealing with. I lose all control over everything that I'm working on because I lost my temper. And my temper seems to correspond with balance. And when I am balanced, I don't have a temper. When I am unbalanced, I have a temper. Interesting, isn't it? When I am balanced, I have a temper. No, that's not true. When I'm balanced, I don't have a temper. When I'm unbalanced, then I do have a temper. So I guess we could probably conclude that when people are having a temper tantrum or temper loss of control, they have lost balance. They're no longer in harmony with themselves. They're no longer in balance with the world. So whenever we lose our temper, we are not in balance with the world. Now, we must take this to a fine degree, though, because mentally we can lose our temper, emotionally we can lose our temper, physically we can lose our temper. We can not be in control of our circumstances, mentally, physically, or emotionally, and any one of these areas where we are not in control, then we have given up control to something else. Now, what have we given up control to? We have given up control to, perhaps, others. We have given up control to the very idea that we are opposing and being angry about or being unhappy about. Because when a person shouts at you and you shout back, then you have two people of equal status talking to one another. When a person shouts at you and you speak back in gentle, kind tones, then there's only one person that's lost their temper, not you. And when you continue to speak in kind tones, regardless of how they speak to you and how unkind they may be to you, you still have retained your balance. And as you continue to be balanced, as you continue to be untouched by the things that are said and respond with loving answers, respond with loving responses, not retaliatory responses, but loving responses, then you'll find that the one with the temper soon has nothing to have a temper against. For temper is only something that flares up when we are against something. And when we're no longer against something, well, there's no call for temper. There's no reason to be out of sorts. There's no reason to be out of balance. And there's every reason in the world to be in balance. When I lose my temper, I am unbalanced. When I lose my temper, anyone can manipulate me, can control me, can do anything they want to me, even hurt me, and I have no defense. You say, "well, you can fight back, you can shout back, you can holler back." No, I have no defense. Because they already have the power side. I have given it to them. They already have the control side. I've given it to them. They already have the pseudo-balanced side. I've given it to them. And then when I lose my temper, all that control, balance, and everything else that I had had before is gone. I have opened the door and released it freely. When anyone speaks to us in an unkind way, we turn the other cheek, as we said the other day. We turn the other cheek and are not touched by it. When someone speaks to us in an unkind way, we speak back to them with all the love in our heart, all the unconditional love in our heart, and say something beautiful. And as we say something beautiful to them, it's like agreeing with your adversary quickly. They no longer have anything to argue against, because you're not giving them anything to argue about. You're not agreeing with them or disagreeing with them, but you're looking for how you can be more beneficial, how you can be more understanding, how you can be more loving, how you can be more caring of the circumstance and the persons involved. When I lose my temper, it makes everything worse. It just goes down, down, down. Now, the same is true when I am master of my emotions, master of my temper, if you'd like, master of my emotions, master of my balance. Oh, that's a nice one. When I'm master of all conditions in my life, then I am in charge. Then whatever it is that I would like to have done in the relationship I have with myself and others is done. Can you see a balanced person? When you're walking along, can you recognize a balanced person? When you're talking to a group of people and each one is having input, can you recognize a balanced person? Can you recognize someone who is happy with himself, at peace, in total harmony with himself? Can you recognize it? You surely can. And when you are at peace and in balance with yourself, do you recognize that? You surely do. Every single time you take control, every single time I take control, I recognize that I am peaceful, I am relaxed, I am balanced, I am content. Everything goes just beautiful. But if I don't take control, then I only make things worse. Now, what is it that I would like to do with my life? Well, my life, I would love to live in a state of constant balance. I'd love to live in a state of constant harmony. I'd love to live in a state of constant peace. I'd love to live in a state of constant, unconditional love. Now, to do this means that I can allow my emotions to flare up, run all over the place, get all upset about everything, or can I? To do this, I must, with all my diligence, all my caringness, and all my love, be balanced, be harmonious. And I must do it again and again and again. Not just one time, but again and again and again. I want to build up the habit of being balanced. Build up the habit of harmony in my life and affairs. Build up the habit of peace. Build up the habit of total control of my life, my affairs, my emotions, my being, and my relationships. I don't want to tell another person what to do or how to do it. I merely want to tell another person in my world how they respond to me. And the way that I tell them best is how I respond. If I respond in love and peace and harmony, then I will be a good example, and they too will respond in love and peace and harmony. These are the ways that the principle works. These are the ways that the principle and the law work. These are the ways that we apply them. And as we apply them these ways, all is in divine harmony, and we feel wonderful. We feel magnificent. We feel just beyond words. And we have a right to feel that way, because we have put a good cause in motion and have placed that cause in its proper respect and its proper place for balance in all the world. I put the cause in motion. I put the cause in motion even when there are people who are unhappy with me. I put the cause in motion that I am Mr. Happiness. I am Mr. Hugging. I am Mr. Smiles. And wherever I go, though people might want to disagree with me, they cannot disagree with my smiles and my hugs and my happiness. And truly, isn't that what it's all about? Isn't that what it's all about? Be in charge today with me of your attitudes, of your emotions, of your body, of your mind, and know that everything is in divine right order. Knowing this, we make it so. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.